Appendix A, Group Guidelines. I use this book for teaching in a group setting. We follow these guidelines. If there's a new member in the group, we read these guidelines before we start. Each person introduces themselves to the group. And then each person reads a bullet each. And if somebody wants to pass, all they have to do is say, "I pass." The model is a composite of universal healing principles from the great wisdom traditions. It does not push religion. It does try to equip persons of all persuasions with the essential healing principle embedded within the religions. While we do not promote a particular religion, we do promote the development of your individual approach to spirituality. We have respect and tolerance for the great variety of ways to understand and practice spirituality. The model is for any person, atheist, agnostic, spiritual, or religious. The model is for any problem, physical, mental, emotional, social, or spiritual. The methods can be practiced anywhere and anytime, at home, at work, or at play. There is a cafeteria of options. You can add these options to your current belief system or build your own program. Take what you need and leave the rest. The term higher power is used to describe the God of your understanding, your higher self, higher states of consciousness, or your higher meaning and purpose. One person's traction device is the next person's gag reflex. Don't let language stop you. For some people, even the word spirituality is a problem. Nuke offensive language and substitute your own. For example, you might substitute higher power for God, higher self for soul, higher for spiritual, healing qualities for spiritual qualities, or cognitive behavioral practice for spiritual practice. Some chapters in this book speak to those who believe in a God of love. Other chapters are more universal. If you don't believe in God, let alone God is love, substitute with words like spiritual qualities, healing qualities, qualities, the Tao, the Way, the Great Spirit, compassion, or any other term that gives you traction. The universal goal is to become a more skillful pain manager, expand healing power, and evolve. As you proceed, use whatever term is most acceptable to you. Stay in your own lane. Reform yourself and not others. We are not here to change others. We are here to change ourselves. We do not proselytize, which means convert others to our point of view. We engage in discussion without debate. We are here to listen and share, learn and grow, study and practice. Although active participation is encouraged, it is perfectly okay to remain silent throughout the meeting. During the class, we take turns reading. If you don't wish to read, you are welcome to pass. The group is 60 minutes. Each person reads a paragraph followed by a discussion and contemplation of the material. We avoid giving advice or trying to fix other people's problems. We focus on our personal experience using the spiritual methods for cultivating soul qualities in response to life's problems. When we finish the book, we return to the beginning and read it again. This is an open group. You can come and go as you please. We begin and end each class with a period of silent meditation for 2 minutes. The best meditation position is with the eyes closed, focused on the point just above the eyebrows, feet flat on the floor, hands resting in your lap with palms upward, spine straight, and slightly bent as a bow. You may repeat your focus word, mantra, or a favorite affirmation. You might also just focus on your breath.